But we're going to read a couple of scriptures, and then I have to share with you a little bit about what we're praying about tonight. On Sunday, Apostle did a message on, now look, I have it, you know, I have it here, huh? And I wrote it down. The mystery of living in the first love anointing. Amen. Those of you who may have had an opportunity to hear that message, it was a very mature message. Amen. Very, very mature. And see, I wrote it down, but I don't think I really need it. The mystery of living in the first love anointing. Let's look at Revelations 2 and 4 first. Like I said, we're going to read just a few scriptures. When you pray, you don't need all these scriptures, okay? Sometimes the Holy Ghost will just give you one. You just take that one, and you just pray that. But I just want to give you just a little bit of background. Revelations chapter 2, verse 4. Let's read. Ready? Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Amen. Thou hast left thy first love. The last time we met, I think last week, remember that scripture that we read, you should love the Lord thy God with all thy strength? Well, you know, and just went on and on and on, and then love your neighbor as yourself. So we see here how important our love walk is. Amen. Let's turn. We're going to start with 1 John chapter 4. I'll give you the verse when we get there. First John chapter 4. Thank you, ma'am. Okay. I wrote down 16 and 17, but let's see if that's the only ones that we want to read. First John chapter 4, verses 16 and 17. Ready? Let's read. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. Amen. Let's read that again. Just one more time. Ready? Let's read. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. Amen. As he is, so are we in this world. Romans chapter 8. We're going to read verses 37 through 39. Online students, I'm hoping that you are participating with us. This is very important. Romans 8, 37 through 39. Ready? Let's read. Nay, in all these things, We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Romans 5. And verse 5. Ready? Let's read. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Amen. All about the love. All about the love. First, the love that he has for us, and then the love that we have for him. Remember, we read 1 John 4:17, as he is, so are we in this world. Amen. So let's just go before the Father and let's just talk with him about our love walk. That's all we're going to be focusing on, our love walk. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we come in the name of Jesus, giving all honor and all glory, all praise, all blessing, all thanksgiving, Lord God, unto you. Father God, you are so worthy, Lord God. You're worthy of our praise, worthy of our worship. You're worthy of our adoration. We come, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, concerning, Lord God, our love walk. We're so thankful, Lord God. We're so thankful for the love that you have for us, Lord God. You loved us so much, Lord. You gave Jesus for us. Now, right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we're asking you, Holy Spirit, to help us. Help us to pray concerning our love walk. Help us to pray concerning our first love. Our first love for the Father. Our first love for you. Our love for one another. Oh, we just thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're going to reveal. You're going to unfold. You're going to show us some things tonight concerning our love walk. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Lord God, you are love. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Our love for you. Help us, Holy Ghost. Help us to know. Glory to God. Help us to believe. Hallelujah. The love that the Father has for us. Oh my. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. You're here, Lord God. We receive. Hallelujah. We receive the love. You're here, Lord God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. You're here, Lord. You're here. Oh, yes, Lord God. You're here. Oh, yes. You're here, Lord God. We love you, Lord God. Alalala makashi here. Alalala makanda namahi here. Alalala makashanda rabakaha. Alalala manda debede. Alalala makashanda ramahi remesende debede. Alalala makashanda rabakaya ye here, Lord God. And Lord God, we love, Lord God. We love the brethren, Lord. Hallelujah. All of our brothers, all of our sisters. Glory to God. We love, Lord. Alalala mahashanda rabaka. Alalala banda debede debekende debede. Alalala makashanda rabakaya ye here. Alalala makanda namahi here. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We're asking you to help us. Hallelujah. Help us to walk in love. Alalala makashanda ramakaha. Alalala makashanda ramakaha. Oh, my. Oh, my. Teach us. Hallelujah. Teach us. Glory to God. Teach us to love the Father. Alalala makashanda ramakaha. Oh, my. We're praying. Hallelujah, that our love for the Father would be perfected. Hallelujah, glory to God. Help us, hallelujah. Help us to love one another. Oh, Rabasi. Oh, Rabasi, Lord God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, lo, 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 mo, ho, shaha. Your love, Lord God. Glory to God. Your love. Your love has been shed abroad in our hearts, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Alalala makashanda rabakaha. Alalala makanda ramahaha. Alalala makashanda rabakaha. Alalala makanda ramahi here. Alalala mahashanda rabakaha. Mama baba baba banda debede. Alalala makashi here. Nemen debede. No mondo raboko saha. Alalala he here. Alalala makashanda rabakaya ye here, Lord God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you. Alalala mahashahaha. Amababa baba banda debede. Alalala makashanda rabakaha. Alalala makanda ramahia. Alalala makashanda rabakaha. Oh, we love you, Lord Jesus. Alalala makashanda ramakaha. Alalala makanda ramahia. Alalala makanda ramahia. Alalala makahaha. Amababa baba banda debede. Oh, we love you, Holy Spirit. Alalala makashanda ramahia. Alalala makashanda ramakihia. Alalala makanda ramahia. Let me say. Do 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 oh do 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 ah ah la 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 he here ah la 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 he here ah la 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 he here. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, we're so thankful. Oh, we're so thankful. Oh, we're so thankful. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Shololo boko shaha. Ama baba baba banda debede. Alalala makashanda rabaka. You loved us so much, Lord God. Oh, you loved us so much, Lord God. You gave your only begotten Son for us, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. No mololo boko shaha. Elelele mahasi. No mololo boko shanda rabakaha. Elelele makanda ramaha. Alalala makashanda rabakaha. Here, Lord God. Oh, your love, Lord. Your love never fails, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Alalala mahoshanda rabakaha. Amababa baba banda rebede. Alalala makashanda rabakaha. Alalala makashanda rabakaha. Oh, we love you, Lord God. Glory to God. We love you, Lord God. Alalala mahashanda ramaha. Alalala makanda ramaki here. Alalala mahashanda rabakaha. Anorabo dede. Alalala makashanda rabakaha. Mama 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 dede. Oh, Lord God. Oh, Lord God. Hallelujah. We believe. Hallelujah. We receive. Hallelujah. We receive, Lord. Glory to God. We receive the love, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We set our hearts. Hallelujah, Lord God, to release the love, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Ha, ha, ha. Glory, glory, glory. We receive and we release, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. My, you're here. Yes, Lord. I'm a higher. You're here, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Lord God. We give you praise, Lord God. We give you honor, Lord God. We give you all the glory, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Praying, Father, that your love is perfected in us, Lord God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Our love for you, Lord God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you. We give you the praise, Lord. Oh, God. We give you the praise and the honor and the glory for it, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. You may be seated. Amen. Amen. Yes, we got to know and we have to believe the love that he has for us. Amen. Amen. Then we have to be willing to release that love back to him and back to one another. Amen. Glory to God. All right. Let me see. Settle yourself. I got to settle myself. Got to settle myself. On last week, remember we were talking about the principles and benefits of praying in the Holy Ghost. And I shared with you one of the reasons I do that particular session is to prepare you to be able to pray with others. Amen. To receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. The main thing that I want you to remember, this is a question on the quiz, huh? Mm-hmm. Quiz doesn't close until tomorrow night. Okay, all right. Well, we'll give them a freebie. All right, we'll give them a freebie. The main thing is that the person must be born again. Okay, you know, you make sure that they're born again. And, you know, and don't be timid, don't be shy about it. One of the things that I have found, the Holy Spirit is your helper. You know, a lot of times they say, oh, I don't know enough scriptures. You only need to know what the Holy Ghost is going to give you at that time. He's going to give it to you. Amen. And you just be willing to be used by God. Now, I mean, I don't know how many of you have already done it. If you've never done it, then the first time you do it, it's such an excitement that happens. It's like, oh, my God. You know, I pray with this person either to get born again or to receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Always encourage them. You know, even if they get that one syllable, let them know we pray according to the word of God. I believe, you know, they may not have the faith. Tell them, say, I believe that you receive. Amen. And all you have to do is ask God to perfect the gift that he has given to you in you. You know, tell them, you know, you're not going to sound like anybody else. You know, he's going to give you your own personal prayer language. What I have found, there are a lot of individuals who have some confusion about praying in the Spirit and the gift of tongues. Two different things. Okay. The gift of the Holy Spirit that allows a person to speak out, let's say in a congregation, in tongues. They call that divers kind of tongues. And the purpose of that, the Holy Spirit comes up on the person. They begin to speak in other tongues. And most times he has already prepared somebody to be able to interpret. Either the person who's speaking or somebody else in the congregation. He's not going to just come up on you for you to speak in tongues. And remember, we even read that. Then the congregation doesn't understand what you're saying. They're not going to get any benefit from that. Yeah. You know, God is a good God. He's a God of order. And if that gift comes upon a person, he's got somebody there to interpret what it is that you said. And when you get a combination of diverse kind of tongues with interpretation, then you usually come up with prophecy. Amen? Because that's what it is. Because that person who's going to be interpreting, they're going to be encouraging, exhorting, you know, prophesying, you know, for the good. So a lot of people, they don't understand that there's a gift of the Holy Spirit of diverse kind of tongues and then your own personal prayer language. Amen. And so it's going to be important for you to explain that to them because they've heard so much. Mm-hmm. Remember I told you, I hadn't heard a whole lot though. We didn't know nothing about that. But it's so much out there that people will tell them there's no such thing for today. That's not for today. That was back in Bible times. And then there's so much teaching today against the baptism in the Holy Spirit. I had a cousin, and I mean, I thought she was filled. I'm gonna be honest with you, I really did. And she started saying some things, all of that jabberish, you know, what is this that you doing? And it's like, oh my God, it just blew me out the water. She wasn't teachable. All I could do was tell her, you know, what I had been taught, but I wouldn't leave it at that. I had a booklet. Amen. I said, here, you take this home and you read this, you know, when you get back to your house. I don't think she ever received because I think she's being taught in her church that it's not for today. Amen. But it is for today. And we're learning more and more in our classes about the importance of receiving the baptism in the Holy Spirit and the importance of praying in other tongues. You know, when you're talking about talking directly to God, when you're talking about when we're praying in other tongues, then the devil doesn't always understand what we're saying, so we're bypassing him. And so he can't block it. He can't stop it. Remember all that list of principles and benefits that we went over in our last session of praying in other tongues. I'm going to use that word, praying in other tongues. Now, surprise, surprise, we're going to our book. And we're going to go book one, chapter one. Amen. Book one, chapter one. Now, I can tell you we're not going to stay there, but I will start there. I will start there. Because I was going through some things. Mr. Bounds, he calls this book, the title of the book is The Purpose in Prayer. And then chapter one, it says, the force that shapes the world. Mm-hmm. To me, there's something else I wanted to share with y'all, and it's getting away from me. I don't know. But we'll go ahead on. Maybe it'll come back before we finish. Book one, chapter one, the force that shapes the world. Mr. Baum begins by saying, the prayers of God's saints are the capital stock in heaven, by which Christ carries on his great work upon the earth. Do you see the combination there? Heaven and earth. Mm-hmm. The prayers of the saints, the prayers of us, amen, believers. You know, this is the stock in heaven. And this is how Christ can carry on his work here on earth when we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, this was one, I mean, when I did this lesson before, I was just amazed. And when I did my little outline, I said, prayers live forever. The most important lesson we can learn is how to pray. Isn't that something? How to pray. The man who has done the most and best praying is the most immortal because prayers do not die. Isn't that something? Amen. Prayers do not die. Prayers, Mr. Bounds says, live before God, and God's heart is set on them. Mm-hmm. Prayers outlive the lives of those who utter them. They outlive a generation. They outlive an age. They outlive a world. The things that we are experiencing today, many of us, are the result of prayers of those who've gone on before us. Amen. Believe it or not. And I always like to share with the class, you know, we all have family members who are not saved. And I was just talking with one of my sisters one time, and she said something. She said, you know, we have prayed for them to be saved. I said, yeah. And she says, I just have faith. I just believe that before they leave here, they will be saved because we have prayed. Amen. And when I read that, when I read this that our author said, I said, man, that's what that lady was talking about. You know, our prayers. So this is why it is so important for us to pray. This is why it's important for us to pray for our country, for our state, for our officials, for our pastors, our apostles, and our leaders in the church. This is why it's so important. Because remember now, our prayers, and what I'm talking about as we are learning to pray, those prayers are gonna live on. We might be gone, but the benefits of those prayers are gonna still be here. Amen. A lot of people say, and my grandma prayed. You know, that was a big thing. Now, you know, I had a praying grandma. Yeah. And they did. Amen. Grandma prayed. The author goes on, he says, prayer is a voice. Think about this now. We're talking about the force that shapes the world, talking about prayer. Prayer is a voice that goes into God's ear, and it lives as long as God's ear is open to holy pleas, as long as God's heart is alive to holy things. That's how long those prayers live. I made a note in my little footnote. I say forever. Amen. You know, when you talk about God, you know, he's eternal. We're talking about forever. The mightiest successes that come to God's cause are created and carried on by prayer in God's day of power. When God's church comes into the mightiest inheritance of the mightiest faith and mightiest prayer, the angelic days, this is what our author is saying, the angelic days of powerful activity occur. When we pray, and that was one of our benefits and one of our principles. We talked about angels. Y'all remember that? Let me see if I can find it right quick. I'm not seeing too good out of these glasses, I want y'all to know. But I'm gonna make my way through. But it's talking about angels are, you know, they go to work when we pray. I remember reading that last week. Oh, okay. When you pray in tongues, it activates angels. So angels get busy. You know, I think I heard Apostle say, this might have been years and years ago. He said, some of our angels got dust on their wings. Because, you know, we have not been praying. You know, they're just waiting. They're just waiting for us to say something so that they can go and do it. They can go and carry it out, you know. So when we pray, and I have to preface this by saying effective prayers. When we pray effective prayers, according to the word of God, our angels get busy. They get all excited. Oh, man, we got something to do now. Amen. I believe that the body of Christ is coming to that point where, man, the angels in heaven, they're just going, yeah, they're ready. They've just waiting on us. Right. If you can imagine that, they're waiting on us. Amen. God's conquering days are when the saints have given themselves to mightiest prayer. The life of the church, our author says, is the highest life. And its office, the office of the church, is to pray. When God's house on the earth is a house of prayer, remember we read that scripture, then God's house in heaven is busy and powerful in its plans and in its movement. Isaiah 56 and 7, that's what I wrote, for mine house shall be called an house of prayer for all people. Amen. This is what God is saying. My house shall be called. See, that's why Jesus got so upset when he went in the temple. And they were doing everything but praying. They were selling and they were, you know, just doing all kind of worldly things. And, you know, he says, oh, no. You know, this is the house of prayer. And he put them out. I don't know what they did, but they must have got out. Okay. God shapes the world by prayer. See, that's why our prayers are so important. He shapes the world by prayer. I had a little note over here. I said, why are things out of order? Isn't that something? Because we have not been praying the way we supposed to be praying. But, you know, God is raising up a generation that's learning how to pray. And then we're going to be able to shape this world for God. God shapes the world by prayer, I said. The more praying there is in the world, the better the world will be. And the mightier the forces against evil everywhere. So you see, why are things out of order? It's because we have not been praying effective prayers. Amen. Prayer, in one phase of its operation, Mr. Bound says, he says it's a disinfectant. Y'all see that? He said your prayers are disinfectant and a preventative. It purifies the air. It destroys the contagion of evil. Amen. So, you know, this is why here at Word of Life Christian Center, you know, especially for our online students, we pray before every service. And part of that prayer sometimes, you know, is about preparing the atmosphere, preparing the environment, making it conducive for God to be able to say what he wants to say and do what he wants to do in that service. And he's able to do that because we're praying. Amen. Sometimes we're binding. You know, a lot of times when you're praying in the spirit, you don't know what you're saying. But, you know, we know that we're praying the perfect will of God because the Holy Spirit is helping us to pray. So sometimes, you know, we're stopping the enemy from doing what he wants to do or tries to do in a service because we're praying. And remember, Mr. Bound says prayer is a disinfectant. So think about what a disinfectant does, you know. Then he says it's a preventative. So when we take preventative medicines, we do exercise. Oh, yeah, we do it. We're not going to take no preventative medicine. We're going to do exercise to prevent some things from coming up on us. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. The very life and prosperity of God's cause, and I put in parentheses in my notes, God's will, even its very existence depend on prayer. That's what Mr. Bounds explains. It depends on prayer. He says the advance and triumph of God's cause, he says his cause, depend on one thing. And he says that is that we ask him. You see, if we don't ask, how can he do it? God has set it up. That's the way he set it up. You know, a lot of times people say, well, if God is omnipotent, you know, all powerful, and if he's omniscient, all knowing, if he know everything and he got all the power, then he see what need to be done. Why don't he go ahead and do it? You know, and I mean, it's in the natural, it's a legitimate question.
Right.
But you've got to understand that when God said to Adam, you know, he's sending him out. And then when Jesus left, Adam was the first Adam. Jesus is the last Adam. When he left, he says, all power is in my hand. Then he said, go you, right? Okay, so he has given the authority on earth to us. We have the authority. And, you know, he says, okay, I've given it to you. All I need you to do is have fellowship, have communion, have conversation with me, And I'm going to tell you what it is that you need to do every day. Amen. You know, every day I'm going to tell you which way to go. When we pray, give us this day our daily bread. I always thought that meant bread. You know, I always thought it meant just provision. Okay. But then Jesus says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. See, every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So, I mean, when we pray, give us this day our daily bread, give me my word for the day. Yes. You know, what I need to know today, what I need to do today, where you want me to go. And you see, when we're praying about going back to our first love, God is our first love. Yes. We want to please him. Yes. We want to please him every day. Yes. So we spend time in fellowship with him, and then he'll give us the direction. Amen. For that day. Yeah. Amen. And it's kind of like somebody said, might have been apostle. It's kind of like the manna. You know, we're not going to be able to take yesterday's instructions for today. Mm-hmm. That was for yesterday. Amen. You know, and we can't anticipate what he's going to say tomorrow. That's tomorrow. We got to today. Give me this day. My daily bread. And it's like, oh, okay. Yeah, our fellowship, our daily fellowship is so important. Daniel prayed how many times a day? Three times a day. He did. I mean, you know, and we think we've done something if we do one. You know, we think, man, I prayed today. We haven't done nothing yet. I mean, when you read in the Gospels, Jesus always, he went away to pray. And I mean, we don't know how long he prayed. Sometimes it looked like when you're reading that, it's like, man, he prayed all night. You know, it's fellowship. That's how important it was, his fellowship with the Father. Amen. So he says, ask of me. You know, in one place the Bible says, you have not because you ask not. Okay, ask of me. The Lord has issued his decree. It's immutable, meaning it's unchanging, and it's eternal. It lasts forever, in which we find the great condition of prayer. He says in Psalms chapter, the second Psalm, verses 7 through 9, I will declare the decree. Well, we better look at that, because you know Mr. Bounds sometimes leaves some words out. Psalms 2. Amen. I had to keep going through my notes, putting her and him. And you know, he always say he, a man, and he leave woman out. I told y'all that. Okay, so the second Psalm, verses 7 through 9. I will declare the decree. The Lord had said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces, my God, like a potter's vessel. Amen. Amen. So, you know, this is the divine description of the establishment of God's cause through Christ. That's what he's saying about Jesus. He says, all the nations are incensed with bitter hatred against God's cause, if you can imagine. You know, the world, they're not interested in God's cause. But God is described, as laughing at their enfeebled hate. Isn't that something? God laugh at them. We look at it, we can see it in, let's see. Okay, I think it says 2 and 4, I'm sorry. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. And that word means like contempt. It was something else I wrote down about it. It wasn't just contempt. It was mockery, ridicule. There's another verse that talks about the Lord laugh too. You know, when the enemy think he got you, you know, and God is sitting up in heaven and he can see, and he's laughing. He say, oh yeah, you think you got him. Ha ha ha. Cause he know what he's going to do for us. Amen. 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 prayer puts God in full force in the world. The man who has prayed an acceptable prayer has done the truest and greatest service to the incoming generation, to the people coming behind you. To a prayerful church, God is present in glorious power.
Amen.
You hear that?
Amen.
A prayerful church. Yes. You know, and we're going to see in Mr. Bowen's teaching, you know, he talks about, you know, churches, he talks about prayerless praying and churches that don't pray. Amen. God is present in glorious power to a prayerful church. That is good. Prayer puts God in full force in the world. Mr. Bounds explains, he says, the prayers of God's saints strengthen the unborn generation against waves of sin and evil. He says, woe to the generation of sons, and you know I had to put daughters, who find their own senses empty of the rich incense of prayer. He says, woe to them. If you don't pray, woe be unto you. He says, whose fathers, and I put and mothers, have been too busy. Y'all hear this? Too busy or too unbelieving to pray. They whose fathers or mothers have left them a wealthy legacy of prayer are very fortunate indeed. See how important it is? He's talking about the incoming generation. Excuse me. One of the things that that you know I have always been concerned about, well, I've been thankful for, was that I grew up in an environment where, and I really did, my grandmother and her friends, I call them her friends, you know, I heard those people pray. And they prayed not only just for their home and for their house, but they prayed for the community in which they live. You know, I can hear them saying, you know, even now, and Lord, remember Hereville. They did it. And a few years ago, I got concerned. I said, Lord, they're all gone. Who is praying for Hereville now? You know, Hereville is the little community right down the road. The address now, everything is Darrell, but the first little community you come to is Hereville. But I mean, that's what they did when they didn't have prayer meeting often, but when they had prayer meeting, they said, "Lord, remember, you know, Hereville." The other thing that our elders did that I don't think we do enough of. Some of us may do it, but not enough of us are doing it. And that is to have our children hear us, see us pray. You know, we've gotten to the point now, you know, they told us to go in the closet. So we go in the closet, you know. Well, how are our children going to learn to pray if we are always in the closet and not giving them the opportunity to hear us? That's how they're going to learn. They have to be taught. And yeah, our Father is good. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, when you as a mother or a father go, let me see, I don't want to say the extra mile, but understand fully the Our Father prayer, and then you begin to talk to God outside of just the Our Father prayer. You know, when you're asking him, and then when you're praying in the spirit, that's another thing. You know, let them hear you. It's okay. It's okay for your children to hear you pray in other tongues. Then they'll begin to realize, well, this was important to mama. This was important to daddy. So, you know, it must be important to me. Amen. Amen. You know, because, you know, I think we're not selfish. I think sometimes we just think, they gonna get it. I don't. We gonna bring them to church. We gonna bring them to church. They'll get it at church. No. If they're gonna believe anybody, they're gonna believe you as their parent. And you know, you can tell them. You can explain to them. When I first came to Word of Life Christian Center years ago, like I told you, this church has always been saturated with prayer. And they had different, I don't want to say kinds of prayer, but we had prayer for almost all occasions. There was a singles prayer. There was a prayer for couples. There was a family prayer. There might have been some others. I don't know. But I can remember back then, my children and I, we participated in family prayer. And what you did was you sign up an hour. And at that hour, you and your children, or you and whoever, you know, in your family, if you sign up for family prayer, it needed to be the family. You came and you prayed, you know? And it was like, that's how my children began to understand, you know, that I was praying, you know, and that they needed to pray. They needed to pray. Are they doing it? I don't know. I hope they are. I hope they are. Amen. Amen. Okay. So we were talking about prayer puts, okay, God in full force in the world. Okay, prayer is God's settled and singular condition to move ahead his son's kingdom. It's settled and it's singular condition to move ahead his son's kingdom. Therefore, the believer who is the most highly skilled in prayer will do the most for God. The more skilled in prayer you are, the more you're going to do for God. Now you understand our apostle spends a lot of time, always has in prayer. Matthew 7:7 says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be open unto you. The strongest one in Christ's kingdom is he, Mr. Bounds says, who knocked the best. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
And the secret of success in Christ's kingdom is the ability to pray. Isn't that something? That's the secret. And that is the ability to pray. Ask and it shall be given you. I mean, you know, this is certain. And you know, and you know, a lot of times we say, well, I've been asking. Well, you have to go back and ask yourself, what have I been asking and how have I been asking? Am I asking according to God's will, or am I hoping? Am I asking in faith, you know? Or am I just asking for something that I think I need, I want? What did God say about it? Did you consult God, you know, even before? And the Holy Spirit is there. Always remember, oh my God, he is there to help us. Oh God, oh my. I just cannot explain. I wish I could. I wish I had the words to explain. He's real.
Yeah.
When the Bible says that he'll guide you, that he'll comfort you, he'll exalt, he does all of that.
Amen.
He does all that. He lets you know you're not by yourself.
Yeah.
I am here. And don't talk about when you spend, you can just spend like just a few minutes mm-hmm. praying in the spirit. Mm-hmm. Oh, he shows up. I mean, you might be boohooing when you start about the situation. And then you get to that point and you know he's there. And then he'll whisper something to you. He'll whisper a little something, you know, and you say, okay, I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it. You know, it's like, he's amazing.
Amen.
He's amazing because he is God, and God is amazing.
Amen.
So don't ever, ever neglect your holy friend.
Amen.
Always acknowledge him. Always let him know you love him too.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I love you. I thank you. I'm so thankful.
Amen.
Not by myself. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right. So that's it. Let me see. I saw the sign downstairs. I think everybody's just supposed to stay put. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, y'all have a good evening.